This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Ivis. Nearly 1 week after 50 Muslim worshippers were gunned down at two mosques, New Zealand's prime minister announced all military-style semi-automatic and automatic rifles will be banned. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Military-style semi-automatics, assault rifles, and all high-capacity magazines. All that and more will be illegal in New Zealand, according to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Thursday. The country saw its worst mass shooting last week when 50 people were gunned down at two mosques in Christchurch. In the immediate aftermath, Ardern labeled it a terrorist attack and vowed that New Zealand's gun laws would change.
What's important now is that New Zealand public is galvanized, and I would hope that politicians are galvanized behind these changes.
The new laws are expected to kick in by April 11th, and the government will be buying back banned weapons.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Facebook says its artificial intelligence systems failed to automatically detect the New Zealand mosque shooting video, allowing it to spread rapidly online. Vice President of Integrity Guy Rosen said its systems are trained with large volumes of similar content, but in this case, there was not enough because such attacks are rare. Dutch prosecutors say they'll charge the suspect in a deadly tram shooting with multiple counts of murder or manslaughter with a terrorist intent. The public prosecutor released a statement Thursday saying the investigation showed 37-year-old Gokhem Tenise acted alone. Three people died in the shooting on Monday in the central city of Utrecht. Tenise will have a closed-door hearing Friday. At least five people are dead, 20 wounded, following a string of explosions near a Shiite shrine and cemetery in Kabul as people gathered Thursday morning to mark the Persian New Year. Afghan officials said three explosive devices had been remotely detonated. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but Islamic State affiliate that has taken root in Afghanistan has targeted the country's minority Shiite Muslims in the past. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe is retrieving and burying bodies as Mozambique begins 3 days of national mourning for victims of Cyclone Idai. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The full number of cyclone victims and the extent of the damage done will only be known when torrential floodwaters recede. Persistent rains are forecast, so it will be days before the plains of Mozambique drain towards the Indian Ocean. Zimbabwe's president will visit the hard-hit mountain community on the eastern border with Mozambique, officials say. Some 300 people may have died in Zimbabwe as a result of the floods. Mozambican officials say its death toll is 200 and rising. A report earlier in the week predicted the full number to be more like 1,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
About 2,000 Australians were being moved inland Thursday from part of the northern coast ahead of a powerful cyclone expected to hit this weekend. Evacuees were being moved by air and road from remote, mostly indigenous communities on the east coast of the Northern Territory. British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing backlash from lawmakers who've taken umbrage with her decision to blame them for the country's inability to forge a consensus on a divorce deal with the European Union. In a televised address to voters, May said if lawmakers would get behind a Brexit agreement, the country could leave as planned and move on to domestic matters.
Of this, I am absolutely sure you, the public, have had enough. You're tired of the infighting. You're tired of the political games and the arcane procedural rows. Tired of MPs talking about nothing else but Brexit when you have real concerns about our children's schools, our National Health Service, knife crime.
May will meet the 27 other EU leaders in Brussels Thursday, one day after she requested an extension until June 30th. An American woman has filed a lawsuit against Harvard University, accusing the prestigious institution of shamelessly profiting from photos of her ancestors who were slaves. Tamara Lanier of Connecticut is suing the Ivy League school for wrongful seizure, possession, and expropriation of images of her great-great-great-grandfather Renty and his daughter Delia. She says it's about more than just old pictures.
This case will force Harvard to look at their complicity as it relates to slavery, and finally answer the questions about their role, and also to acknowledge that I'm the linear descendant of Renty.
She wants Harvard to hand the images over to her family and pay unspecified damages. The Pentagon's Office of Inspector General has launched an investigation into allegations that Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan violated ethics rules by promoting his former employer Boeing while serving in the Trump administration. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.